Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, since 2017, the law in Ireland as regards sex work is based on the so-called Nordic model, where the purchase of sex is illegal, but selling it is not. 3 years later, that law is being reviewed and many sex workers would like to see changes. One such person is Adeline Berry, who is a sex worker and activist. And Adeline joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Adeline.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Now, could you start off by describing the law as it is since 2017? What is the Nordic model and what was the thinking behind that?
The Nordic model, it's actually more correct to call it the Swedish model because not all Nordic countries adopted it, but it essentially means client criminalization. So what we were told by the people pushing for the law to come in is that the clients would be prosecuted, therefore decriminalizing the sex workers. But that doesn't make any sense in any line of business. But the law originated in Sweden about 20 years ago. And the idea is that it's going to target the purchasers of sex and not the providers.
Right. Okay. So it's at the moment, it's illegal to buy sex, but not illegal to sell sex.
Yeah. So that's what the law says on paper. But that's not really how it's been playing out at all.
Now, it also, one point before we kind of start talking about how it works or not, what's the law in relation to more than one person under the same roof selling sex? Is that illegal?
Okay, that falls under brothel keeping, and this law actually increased the penalties for anybody who is found guilty of that. So, but that basically means two workers working together for safety. Like you see the Gardaí do. It's very rare that you'll see a Garda by themselves. They work together because it's safer. But June before last, two young women, one was 23 and one was 25, were sentenced to 9 months in prison. One of them was pregnant. So that's how it's actually panning out. And it's also being used to evict sex workers, including myself. I was evicted under this because even though the client is in theory criminalized, our culture celebrates the client. I mean, that's what the Dubliner song Monto was about. And that song enjoyed decades of popularity while the area it's talking about had a Magdalen laundry where women were imprisoned until 1996, including sex workers. So our culture celebrates the client. I mean, Irish songs are full of men who will get a woman pregnant and run off and leave her in ruin. And this is the kind of attitude that's kind of celebrated. So that affects the law because the Gardaí are men and women who grew up in Ireland under this culture. And what I've seen working outreach is that I will see two Gardaí for every sex worker on the street, and they'll flash the lights to scare off the client and then go harass the worker and tell the worker, you may as well head on home. But of course, you're going to starve if you head on home. You're not going home to a job offer or a salary. You're going to have to go find somewhere that's less safe or jump into a car with less time to decide whether it's safe to get in there, less time for condom negotiation. And that is part of the reason that Ireland's currently seeing the highest HIV rates in its history. Nothing works in isolation. So you couple that with our disastrous sex education, you've got a whole bunch of clients who have actually been emboldened under this law, not the reverse, who are demanding unprotected sex from women they've never met before. And these women, I talked to an undocumented worker not that long ago, who was actually denied access to PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, which is something you take after a sexual encounter to stop yourself getting HIV. She went to the medical provider, was afraid to tell her that she's a sex worker for obvious reasons, and she was denied PEP, which is a life-saving drug. So these guys are going home not telling their wives, and this is having an effect. It doesn't just affect sex workers, this affects everybody.
And are there any figures as to how many clients have been prosecuted under this law since 2017?
Oh, almost none, but a lot of sex workers, and they're getting this mostly under quote-unquote brothel keeping. I mean, I think what the idea that most people have in their head of what a brothel is, there's a madam and a bunch of people working in different rooms. But then if there's no coercion in that scenario, there isn't really a problem. But as it exists in the law here, in Ireland, it's basically two workers working together for safety. And it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because in the past, like, I would have told a client that my boyfriend's an MMA champion and he's sleeping it off in the next room, you know, and so now you can't even do that because you're in trouble. You're vulnerable if you're working alone. You're vulnerable if you're working together. And that's really played out in the massive uptick in violence against sex workers. I haven't spoken to one sex worker who has said things are better now.
Right.
Everyone else has said it's disastrous. And it's also, Ireland has a massive stigma against mental health care and are situated some of the highest suicides in Europe for men and women. And this sex workers are more vulnerable. So, you know, the lack of access to mental health care is affecting us too. We're being put in a situation. So we're kind of being pinched from all sides.
In the current law, Adeline, is there a specific definition of what sex work is? If you're just, say, working on a phone, is that defined as sex work?
It is. I mean, it's basically anything that you engage in with another person that could be deemed sex work. I mean, for example, in Oregon, they have things, and in Austin, they have things like, in the US, they have things called cuddle rooms, where nobody gets naked. You just get down and you wrap your arms around someone and go to sleep, or they wrap their arms around you and nobody gets naked. But a guard could come along and go, well, I deem that to be sex work and now it is, or I could deem that to be arousing or whatever. So it's, and but if you're, if right now they're not coming after you if you're doing cam work or phone work or you're making clips and telling them on the internet. A lot of students and so on and so forth are turning to this. And also during the recent COVID pandemic, any worker that could moved online because you need an income. I mean, that's the thing. Like in the recent submission that was in the newspaper by the primary NGO that pushed for this law, they acknowledged that there's no supports for people. They also acknowledged that people are pushed into this by poverty and inequality. So if you've got somebody pushed into a situation by poverty and inequality and you take away their last resort, you've destroyed them.
And so in this review, Adeline, what would you like to see? How would you like to see things changed?
Honestly, the best situation would be DCRIM, like in New Zealand, except that in New Zealand, undocumented workers are excluded. And undocumented workers, you basically have no option other than to turn to sex work. That's who makes up the majority of people in sex work, is people who have no other option. So when you exclude undocumented workers, you've excluded a lot of the people you're claiming to try and help. So honestly, decriminalization, under that, we could actually fight for workers' rights. I don't think anyone in Ireland is thinking we're going to get decriminalization any day soon, but it would be lovely to see. I would love to see people. I want to see people basically safe. We need options. We need access to healthcare. One thing the government could do is make housing affordable. That's in their power. If it's not in their power, then what is the point of them, you know? That would instantly decrease the numbers in sex work.
And so the review that's going on right now, can people, anyone make a submission to this, and how would they do that?
Yes, and the thing is, it's important for other people to make a submission and not just sex workers, because sex workers risk, like I've said, losing their homes, losing their families, losing future employment opportunities, having their children taken away. There's a lot for people who are in the position where they have to go into sex work. There's a lot that we risk. And those are things that I've already lost or are almost lost in some cases. But anybody who can and will or wants to put in a submission, they can send an email to S as in Sam, mm-hmm. 7, A as in Apple, review@justice.ie.
Right.
Before the 19th of this month. This is the second time it's been extended, and I'm trying to stay optimistic about it because there's a lot of it's literally life or death, and it's life or death for the most vulnerable people in Ireland.
Okay, that's s7a review@justice.ie. Adeline Berry is a sex worker researcher and activist. Adeline, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.